Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget our blog. You can subscribe to that, too. You can enjoy it right there on the homepage. Click to the blog right there, top left of the homepage, and just enjoy it to your little heart's content right there. Or we'll send it to you. You don't have to come get it. We'll send it to you Monday through Friday by RSS, real simple syndication. And so we've got 6 days. If you want to hear from us, we can do it for you 6 days out of seven. We give you Saturday off, and we take that off too sometimes. Ramon Ray is our guest, by the way, and he's a good friend and longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's what's called a technology evangelist. He's the guy who's out there every day encouraging small business owners to put their best foot forward in the marketplace by leveraging technology. Many of you have read his articles in many, many publications, hard copy and electronic. He's the author of a book I'm holding in my hand, Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses, and he's our good friend. Ramon, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's great to be with you, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
It's good to have you here, and we got quite a few topics to cover. The first thing I want you to talk to us about, though, is what I consider to be news with regard to PayPal.
Sure.
Maybe, you know, sometimes my news, Ramon, is just that I'm too far behind everybody else. You know, it's not really news. It's just that, you know, when I say it's news, that could mean that, you know, I've been in a cave for a while. But to me, this was news. And that's that. See, I thought PayPal was pretty much the domain of eBay. eBay owns PayPal, right?
That's correct.
And I thought, basically, I mean, I've used PayPal to buy things on eBay.
Right.
And I actually have lamented that there weren't times when I would like to have used PayPal in other places.
Sure.
And you're telling me that now that's possible.
Absolutely. PayPal has made it before. PayPal was kind of a members-only club where if you wanted to receive money from someone, they had to be a PayPal member.
See, that's what I liked. I like the exclusivity. I like being a PayPal snob.
Which by itself, though, limits the amount of people you can get money
from. Absolutely.
And we small businesses want to receive money. But in PayPal, if you click on, there's a tab there that says Request Money, and you go through a few steps. Basically, you can input anybody's email address, and PayPal will send them an invoice. They click on a link, and they can enter their credit card number and pay you money, and you'll have it in seconds.
So you're telling me, you're a consultant,
right? Well, no, I'm a speaker and an author.
Well, I know, but I mean, you do work for hire, right?
That's correct.
You'll write an article for somebody.
That's correct.
So that's what I meant when I said that. Okay.
Yep.
So personal services.
Right.
So if you write an article for Time Inc., let's say,
absolutely, mm-hmm.
You could literally send them a PayPal invoice.
That's correct.
If they wanted to give you a credit card, they could do that.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Which makes it a big difference for small businesses to get their money faster, cash flow, and everything else.
This is revolutionary.
No, it is. The other thing.
How long has this been available?
Only recently. So
okay, good. So
bad.
I don't feel too bad.
I'd say less than a year, maybe even less. Maybe.
Oh, that makes me feel a little bit bad. I should be up on this.
Well, I mean, because before, you know, it was, as you said, PayPal was exclusive, but now the benefit of that is also you can embed that in emails, you can put that on your website, you can change it dynamically if someone owes you $49.
See,
I'm imagining
a new signature, you know.
Right.
The little thing you have at the bottom of your email, you know, you put your name and your title and your phone number and all the wonderful things that your mother says about you and things like that.
Right.
That little signature. I can imagine a little link there that says, also send money.
Right, or pay me now. Exactly.
Pay me now.
And it's amazing, Jim. You know, Amazon.com has a similar feature, which it's called an honor system. So it works a little different, but I think it's made for small publishers and people online who want to accept donations. So a little different business model, but the point is there are ways to receive and send money online. And PayPal makes that very easy.
So if I how does this manifest for the person receiving the money? How does this?
Sure.
How do you set this up?
What they will do is once the person wanting the money goes into PayPal and clicks on a few buttons to do what they need to do, the recipient, let's say you're asking me for money, will receive an email. So I'll get an email from Jim Blasingame. Once I open the email, it'll say, for example, click here or whatever the message may be. Once I click there, I'm sent to PayPal's website, and there I can enter my credit card information.
Yeah.
And the fields are already pre-populated with what I owe, and hit about one or two buttons, and the transaction's over.
And put a credit card in, and it's over. And now here's one thing that I think may be a little bit of a challenge for this, and we're about to come up on a break, and we'll finish this on the other side. But that is in receiving the invoice by email.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you what I mean by that, folks. There's a little bit of a challenge, and so we gotta know what to look for. Otherwise, this won't work. 22, we'll be right back with Ramon Ray. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Jerry and the Pacemakers to take us out.
For all your tears, your heart may be broken tonight.
Are you reeling in the years, throwing away the time? Are you gathering up the keys?
Little Steely Dan for you. Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Welcome back. Ramon Ray is our guest. It's good to have him back on the show. He's the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses, and he's got an event in New York that we're going to tell you about in a minute. But before we go there, I want to come back to this PayPal thing. Now, Ramon, you said that, and then by the way, folks, this what we're talking about is the ability now to use PayPal to receive money from your customers, but this is an especially handy tool, and maybe a godsend, Ramon, small businesses who don't have bank credit card relationships.
Absolutely.
Where they don't have a relationship with a bank so that they can accept credit cards, they don't have to buy the technology and all that sort of thing. This makes it a little easier for them. Not to say that this is for everybody.
Right,
you know,
right.
Once you get to a certain size, you're going to want to go ahead and do that thing with the bank.
100%.
But one of the challenges of teeny tiny little bitty companies is how to collect money virtually.
Correct.
And this makes it really easy. You can probably do it in a matter of seconds online. I guess you go to PayPal.com, right?
That's correct. PayPal.com, you can set it all up. And also, Jim, even for those who can accept credit cards, say, at a retail store or some other place like that, as you know, it's a little harder when you want to get that online. So PayPal does make it easy for the smaller businesses to instantly start accepting and sending money online. So.
Now, does anybody else do this like PayPal? Is there any other comparable services or competitor?
Yes, there are a few. I mean, I know, as I said before, Amazon has a service not as business structured like it.
Right.
Yahoo used to do it, no longer does it, and there are smaller vendors throughout the web. If anybody Googles it, they can find it.
Okay.
But you have to be careful. You know.
But here's the problem we got with this, that I got with what you're talking about, and we need to talk about a different way to do it. If I send somebody an email that says, you know, okay, you know we've done business and it's time to pay me, I get so much phishing. PHIS, folks, as you know, phishing. You've heard me talk about this many times with experts like Ramon on the show. This is where people send you a notice of some kind telling you that your bank account needs to be updated, your bank records need to be updated, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
They're so compelling, Ramon, some of these things that are coming in from these sinister people who, by the way, folks, once you click on that, they've got you.
Right.
I mean, they. I don't know what all kind of dastardly things they can do to you, but we probably could think of a few.
Sure.
And so, Ramon, I consider myself to be a highly sophisticated internet user. I'm one of the guys in the world who talks to audiences about don't do this, what to watch for. I don't care. Your bank will never send you one of these emails, so don't click on it. Blah blah blah.
Right.
But. I have gotten some men that were so compelling. And one of the reasons was because the timing. Maybe they sent me something with a transaction with a company that maybe I just did business with 30 minutes before.
Yep.
I mean, it was just dumb luck on their part.
The other thing is the people.
But all combined, it was so compelling, I almost clicked on it.
The other thing is the name also. Sometimes they send, you know, Ramon, Joe, Bob, Steve at smallbusinessknowledge.com or something, or, you know, Jim Blasingame, and you think, oh, maybe this is for one of my employees or something like that, when it's really, you know, one name out of a thousand in a dictionary.
And they pull the graphics are incredible.
Absolutely.
And the links looked exactly like an eBay link or a MasterCard link or whatever.
Right.
It's unbelievable. And so my point is you got to be careful. If you send somebody an invoice, they might think it's a fish.
Right.
One of these phishing emails. So you got an alternative, right?
Exactly.
What is that?
Yeah, what I would suggest, Jim, is that PayPal gives you a little bit of HTML or web code that you can use and place on your own website, meaning if I want the money from Jim, let's say I can place a small piece of code on my website that makes a button appear that says pay now or pay me or whatever you want it to say. So then it's a little easier. Your customers can come to your website that they're familiar with, then click on pay now, then be turned to PayPal. So they don't have to worry about.
So you can send them an email and say, you know, folks, in the interest of your security,
right,
this email is so that you know that if you go to my website and here's the amount that you and I've agreed upon.
Right.
Go to the website and click on this link. It'll take you, hit the pay now button and then enter that information and I have a secure site.
Right, exactly. It's
because I'm using PayPal, I have a secure site or whatever company.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, very interesting. This is good news for micro businesses, especially.
And it's better for the customer and better for the micro business, as you said. Absolutely.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. Now, I want to in the minute we have left or so in this segment, I want you to tell us about the Small Business Summit.
Sure, I appreciate it, Jim. The Small Business Summit, Jim, is happening in New York, and basically it's going to be intersecting business and technology. It's easy to understand technology as we're doing, as you do on your show all the time. It's easy to understand business, again, as you have many of your brain trust. But what we want to do at this summit is combine business and technology solutions. So we'll be talking about customer service, talking about communicating using technology, and sales and marketing. And actually, any of your audience, Jim, that type in Jim, can get a complimentary ticket to the summit if they type in Jim, J-I-M.
All right. If you're, this is in New York City.
New York City.
On February 10th.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
It's all day.
Mm-hmm.
And they get in free if they register on your website.
That's correct.
And tell them that they heard about it from me.
That's correct.
And tell us how to get there.
Sure. My website, as you know, Jim, and many of your listeners, is smallbiztechnology.com. But if they want to remember also, smallbiztechsummit.com. That's the summit website itself.
Okay. All right. So check that out, folks, when you get a chance. And by the way, if you forget that, you can find Ramon on our website under his name alphabetically in the Brain Trust or in the blog or in the schedule all this week. You'll find him there in the lineup. And there's a link there to all of the sites that he just mentioned. Ramon, we're going to take a break. When we come back, you want to talk to us about the importance of realizing that as small business owners, as we want to grow our technology, we shouldn't try to do it all by ourselves.
Absolutely.
We need to have a little help. And I want you to tell us about that. We're going to do that right after these messages, folks. He'll also tell us how to get that help, too, folks. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ramon Ray. Ramon, give us your website again, please.
Thank you, Jim. Smallbiztechnology.com. Smallbiztechnology.com.
And don't forget to if you can possibly go to the Small Business Summit in New York City at the Roosevelt Hotel there in Midtown Manhattan on February 10th. And if you go to the website that Ramon just gave you, and put my name in, tell him you heard about it from me, you'll get a free pass. So, Ramon, I appreciate you making that available for my audience.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's talk about a very important topic. Well, you know, one of the things that we learned early on, I mean really early on, was that if we wanted what we needed from a technology standpoint, we needed help. We started asking for help day one. I'll tell you what was the defining moment for me. We bought a book way back when nobody knew what HTML was. I say nobody. Most people didn't. You know, they knew what a website was, but they didn't know anything about HTML. We bought a book on HTML. And I'm the kind of guy that would get into a book like that. And I picked the book up and I looked at it and I said, you know what? I could have a lot of fun with this book and lose my business in the process.
Mm, mm, mm.
And I knew right then, I said, the worst thing in the world for me to do, if I'm going to grow this business, is to be able to do what this book says. I've got to hire somebody to do that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we started doing that.
Absolutely.
And everybody we've hired to do that, except for a few, you know, small things that we do here, has been a contractor, not an employee.
Right. No, I think that's the best way to do it, Jim. I mean, you know, as the company grows, you may need employees, but I think that it helps with cash flow and everything else. The challenge is, of course, how do you find those great people? But I've learned the same thing myself, even for simple things like building a website. I love diving into books and doing things myself, but I learned that when I do it myself, it turns out usually not looking half as good as it could if I hired a professional to do it. And that can affect sales, by the way. That affects, you know, what is it, first impression count.
Well, and also, you know, what's the best use of your time?
Absolutely.
And based on what you just said, it's not designing a website.
Right. Exactly. And I have
no, you're right about that. And you know, and not only from the technical aspect should
right.
you hire people, but what you just said was also from the creative aspect. I mean, you're a creative guy. I'm reasonably creative, I think.
Sure.
But still, I only know what I know.
Right. Right.
And if we bring other people in, now we know what two or three people knows.
And I guess the old example is the plumber. You know, your sink is broke. You try to fix it yourself, you may end up with a flood.
That's exactly.
You call an expert to do it.
Exactly, exactly. And see, that's the beauty of the marketplace these days, Ramon, is there's so many people out there. I mean, when I started my website, we started our website back in 97. You know, there weren't people on every corner who were highly skilled people who could help
right.
you.
And having said that, Jim, I think one tip I can give out is that a lot of the vendors now have specialists that specialize in small businesses. I take a look at IBM as one example.
Right.
If you go to IBM.com/small business, they have a listing of solution providers.
Right.
Microsoft the same way, Microsoft.com/small business. They have a whole team of small business specialists, Semantic for viruses and antivirus and et cetera. So many of the vendors, they have specialists which are focused mm-hmm. on the small business market, and some even have to take certification. So that's one thing your listeners may want to know.
Well, and the other thing is those services that are available out there for small business have been designed not only to be incremental in application, meaning, you know, you can pick and choose this little portion or that little portion,
right, right.
but they're priced incrementally, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that's part of the training. I mean, whether it's IBM or Microsoft's small business server specialists, these guys are trained in how that small businesses may not be able to give you a check for $10,000,
right, right.
but they can give you $150 per month. You
well,
know,
and I'll tell you something like else. And obviously, as you know, IBM's one of my corporate partners, and we love those guys. But I will remind folks that there may be somebody locally
sure.
that can also help you.
Right. That's
there,
true.
There's a lot of local talent these days, but there also is a lot of talent that's not so good. So you got to sort through all that. But you make some excellent points, Ramon. I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Sure. I would just say check for references. Look for a vendor like you would for a friend of one of your children. And you know, when you're looking for a solution, just make sure that you grow your business and don't be scared of it, but look for it smartly. That's what I would say, just to use, you know, your gut instinct, but do it smartly, because you can burn your business or your business can grow,
right.
depending on what partner you choose.
Well said. Well said. Give us that website one more time.
Thank you, Jim. For my site, smallbiztechnology.com, and those who want to attend the summit, smallbiztechsummit.com.
And tell them you heard about it from me, Technology
Absolutely.
Solutions for Growing Businesses. That's the book. Is it available on the website?
It is indeed.
And wherever books are sold. Thanks, Ramon, for being here. Good job
Thank
today.
Thank you, Jim.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. And I'll be back on the other side of the news, so that means don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.